This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday. We have Elton John tickets today. We have very limited numbers of tickets for the Pajama Llama pool party today.
Later.
Is that the secret show too?
That's what it's
the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's at 8 o'clock. I'm not gonna tell you any more about it. Also, the Disney cruise this week.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. So, be here all day. Never leave.
Please Jane will be hosting that again this year, I'm sure. Right?
Oh, what, the Disney cruise?
Mm-hmm.
Of course she will. God, Jane.
Her and her movie star ways.
Yeah.
Goth movie stars,
right.
Probably more like it. She always, you should follow her on Instagram. You look at it and you go, I think she's like a goth artist or something.
Yeah.
She sticks a black heart in every little corner and you're all, oh! She's really working on that.
Yeah. She owns it.
Hmm.
You know.
I can't be bothered to look at, like I just go, post. Throw that phone out of here. Get out of here.
Right.
Hmm.
I know. It's like a lot of work to post things, you know,
yeah.
To like think to yourself, oh, I should put that on Instagram and here we go. And
right thing then, to
like,
say, the right hashtag.
I know. Like I admire the people that take their time and do the right filter. And I mean, I know there's filters there. I just can't be bothered to.
Mm.
Sometimes I'll go for Clarendon sometimes because it's right there. It's like the first one. I'm like, oh, that makes it look a little different. I'll go for that one.
Oh.
And then let me hashtag this.
I don't even know the.
They're down the bottom.
You know? No, I mean, I know there's filters. I just don't.
I pick the same one every time.
Yeah.
And I hardly ever, unless I do like a sunrise one or something, because you know how it never captures? Who cares? Here we go. Time for celebrity trash. enough about posting things on Instagram. Someone tried to steal Halle Berry's house. Not rob it. Take the whole thing.
Yeah, that's so weird.
So she's got an RV.
No, it's a house. So, a 59-year-old dude named Ronald Eugene Griffin, he showed up at Hallie's house back in January and was messing around with the locks, but a gardener apparently was like, what are you doing? And he chased him off.
The locks?
Yeah, screwing with the locks. In March, he came back. I guess, I don't know why we're just hearing about this now. Maybe the guy's going to go on trial or something. In March, he came back and he brought a locksmith with him. Hallie's employees caught them trying to get in. Griffin said, I own this house. Here is the deed.
That's what I was thinking. When you said this, I thought the only way this could be is someone online doing like a paperwork scandal.
So Hallie's team calls 911, and so does this dude. Like,
well,
hello,
well,
these
move.
People are trying to get me
right.
out of my house. He already had one of the locks changed, and he told the cops her people were trespassing on his property.
So
get these
she
people
doesn't,
out of here.
Hold on. So she doesn't live there or doesn't live there full time anyway.
It does not look like she was home at either of these times. It was people who caretake or, you know, whatever, household employees. So the cops get there and Griffin is yelling and screaming. These people are on my property. Get them off of here. And he says he's got a deed for this place. So the cops look at the deed. They're like, show us this deed that you have. And then I guess cops just standing there looking at it, went, nope, this is not a deed. So he was arrested and hit with a felony count of procuring and offering a false warranty deed and an additional count of petty theft. Hallie does not know who this guy is. And supposedly he didn't know it was her house. So she just lucked into his craziness, I guess. And they were talking about how this isn't the first time she's had major issues with intruders. It's Halle Berry. In 2011, she came home, walked into the kitchen and told cops, as I opened my glass kitchen door and closed it behind me, all of a sudden I sensed someone behind me. I turned to see the intruder standing less than a foot behind me, staring at me through my kitchen glass door.
Bogus.
Horrible, right? So she was outside, walks through her door, closes it, turns around, dude standing right, like, she's so lucky.
Yeah.
She got in the house. That guy also got arrested. Surprise.
Well, I mean, that is, I've joked about this before. We have this false sense of security because glass is separating us from someone.
It's glass.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah.
So she didn't, he clearly didn't plan to do her harm, but that's beyond frightening.
Oh, my God.
That someone's standing there.
Turn around and see someone standing right there. Mm-hmm. I swear to you, I'd probably pee and be screaming. And I'd probably crumple to the floor like, oh, my God. Like, get in the fetal position and quiver, you know?
That's awful.
It is awful. So it's not clear if she was home during the times when this dude was face-to-face with her. Was on her property. She wasn't face-to-face with the locksmith guy. She was face-to-face with the other guy who tried to get in her back door. That was the call. Who made that call?
L.A. Rams.
Yeah, the Rams kid. Goff. Right?
That's right. Dice is in the news. Andrew Dice Clay. I love Andrew Dice Clay. I've seen him in some movies, too, where he's
shockingly good.
Yes, agreed.
In fact, I'm not against his comedy, but I don't think he's that funny, the whole Hickory Dickory Dock thing.
Hickory. He's got a new one out.
I'm gonna
give it to you right now.
But his acting's pretty good.
There's a movie called Casual Sex that I've watched 5 or 6 times. It's with Leah Thompson.
Yeah.
Caroline in the City Chick,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And one of the, like, Victoria, someone from Saturday Night Live, like an old cast member.
Jackson.
That. Oh, yeah. It's excellent. It's hilarious. I've watched it 20 times. 300 times.
All right.
So Andrew Dice Clay is hitting the road for a new comedy tour, and he's bringing along one of his oldest and dearest friends, Roseanne Barr. They're calling it the Mr. and Mrs. America Tour. Kicks off in September with shows in Long Island and Atlantic City. Those tickets go on sale this Friday. More dates are coming up, so I don't know if that means we'll get some. I guess Clusterfest was a bit of a cluster this weekend. A lot of people,
what do you mean? Happy.
Yeah, people were paying $150 and up, you know, to get like sort of all access to all shows passes, but the security lines were so long. People were waiting in line for 4 hours. People were camped out waiting to get into the shows that they wanted. So you spent so much time in these lines that you didn't get to go to half the stuff that you wanted to see.
Oh,
I guess it was.
I didn't hear any of that. I see pictures posted on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Because one of my friends takes pictures at this stuff, and I'm watching it going, wow, the city must have been so fun this weekend.
Well, I'm sure it was fun once you got into the shows, but apparently there's a lot of bitching going on about
bummer.
It. They're talking about how it needs to be in bigger venues because they have sort of a centralized location.
Oh, they do? It's all over, isn't it?
There are some satellite locations from what I'm
smaller
hearing.
Smaller ones.
But for the most part, the bitch was there needs to be more access points so the lines will be shorter. The security apparently was insanity. So you kind of feel bad for people who paid all this money, expected to see 30 different shows and made it into 4, you know, and spent all weekend in line. So anyway, this Mr. and Mrs. America tour, we may or may not see that here. Dice says, when people ask about this, about what she said, he's talking about what Roseanne Barr said. I can't remember the woman that she, I can't remember, it was some, it's like a rep or something that she made some comment about, something about if she, it was a poor taste.
Oh, are you talking about the Twitter joke? The Planet of the Apes joke.
Right.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
About someone who used to work in Obama's cabinet.
Victoria?
I don't remember the lady's name.
Yeah, I don't remember her name either. Veronica? Anyway, so she's been over that, she lost her show, and she's, you know, so he's saying, listen, she's making a joke. He says, when people ask about what she said, I say, she's a comic. We got to stop policing comedians. This is America. She's an original. I'm an original. People should just stop reading Twitter. Calm down with your political conversations.
Boy, he's not wrong about the, what he should have said is, Roseanne should just stop on Twitter. Roseanne should stop on Twitter.
Well, Twitter in general just does not ever seem to be the right
choice. And think her material through. Mm. instead of going on crazy rants in
I'm
the middle of the night.
I'm just having a thought right now.
Whatever. Just don't do that in the middle of the night.
Whoever's running
through.
The country, nobody else's life changes. We still got to go out there and make a living. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Have sex with your chicks. He didn't say have sex with. And make your money. Hickory dickory dock. This chick was picking my lock. She asked me to eat. So I said, take a seat. And I stuffed her mouth with a sock. That's his latest. Cleaned up for the radio.
Oh, because I didn't get it. Is there something else?
No.
Oh, not a sock.
Listen, I just
wait, is it a sock or is it not a sock?
It's a sock.
Okay, well then I don't
get it.
Get
your mind out of the gutter.
What about the lock? Is there a lock?
Maybe well, I just read the Halle Berry story, so I wrote one with picking a lock.
Oh, so that isn't even his joke.
What? What are you saying?
I don't get it at all.
Super confused.
Hickory dickory dock. It's just something he says. It's like a nursery rhyme.
Oh, Valerie Jarrett. That's her name.
Oh, that's it. Valerie. What did I say? Veronica, Victoria. So the college admission scandal.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. It's been interesting to follow. And bad news for some of the people involved in this. Olivia Jade, the daughter of Lori Loughlin and Giannulli Massimo, or Massimo Giannulli, Giuliani. Yeah.
Look, I think maybe some of the anger towards this is misplaced. Is most normal people who are trying to do this dance with college and get in and afford it and expect a job on the other end of that because that's the promise are just furious that that's not playing out the way it's supposed to.
Mm.
And then you hear someone slid in without even meeting the requirements. And of course you're mad at
right.
Aunt Peggy or whatever her name is.
Becky.
Aunt Becky.
Whatever.
That's right. I was like, what is the aunt's name?
That's where the frustration really lies is, look, we did everything we're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
We're in debt up to our eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no job at the other end.
Right.
And then you hear about this little queen.
A princess.
She's as cute as could be.
She really is.
I'm not mad at her necessarily, but she's like, I don't really want to go to college.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to get to all my classes with all my...
I have too many parties to go to.
I'm an influencer.
You guys.
I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but...
Can you see me in these shoes? How do I look?
How cute are these? Oh, my God.
And there's the frustration. And they're in... And there's Aunt Peggy going, what?
Hilarious. Amazon has ended their deal with Olivia Jade. I guess they had. There's something called the Amazon Home Collection. And Olivia Jade was the spokesmodel for
mm-hmm.
it. And so they picked a new.
Because they saw her at IKEA buying stuff
I guess
for her
so.
House. So she's moving away from Aunt Becky, yeah. as you say.
So Olivia Jade's out. And Amazon has decided to go with another celebrity child. And it's Ava Phillippe. That is the daughter of Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe.
Dude, that chick got all of Reese Witherspoon's
DNA. Oh, she's adorable.
DNA. She's just
darling,
direct
yeah.
chip off that block.
Yeah,
oh,
she's adorable.
You're not even trying anymore.
I did try. I was wondering if you could push that whole stand back and then it can make it over the top of it. I feel like it hits
Man,
the back of it.
She is just
a cutie.
But looks just like mom, right?
By the way, she's a student at Berkeley.
What?
She's entering her sophomore year this
Tell
year.
Tell me your son's been chatting her up.
He hasn't.
What?
I didn't even, this is the first I'm seeing of it. I don't know what her, major is. She wrote, getting excited for fall semester at school with my new decor from Amazon. It was so fun getting to decorate my own space with all these college essentials. So now she's a little influencer.
Is it
too.
A mansion? Tell me it's a mansion.
I don't know.
It's a mansion.
Maybe
you know
she's
it
in a
is.
Dorm.
What? Really?
I don't know.
The daughter of Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe, or however you say that, is in a dorm.
It doesn't say. She must have a little apartment over there or something, right?
Yeah, probably with her boyfriend or something.
Oh, she has a boyfriend?
Your son has an apartment.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there it is.
Well, they only, I think they only guarantee housing to freshmen.
Right.
So, so he immediately started looking for an apartment.
Boom.
Boom.
So anyway, that's what Amazon's doing. In with
for
the
you.
Old, out with the wait, and in with the new, out with the old.
Right.
Something like that.
Bye, Olivia right. Jade.
Bitch, bye. Follow. celebrities getting stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame for next year has been announced. And by the way, you know, you think that there's a committee sitting around somewhere picking these people out. There isn't. These people pay to get on, or their people pay.
And to clean it, right?
Yeah. There's a maintenance. There's a yearly maintenance fee. I think it's $40,000 to start with. And I guess probably there is a panel somewhere that goes, yeah, okay, that person. You can't
if
just.
If they want to pay the bill.
Can't right. You can't just nominate Joe Schmo.
But it's shocking how many people have gotten in there.
Yeah.
That aren't.
Well, when you walk down the Hollywood Walk of Fame, there are famous names all over it. And then there's millions of names you never heard of. Maybe because you're not old enough to know them, or because they are like a lighting technician. Mm-hmm. You know? They're on the Walk of Fame. So it comes down to, can you and your estate afford the initial insertion of your star on the Walk of Fame? And then I want to say, didn't we hear it was like $15,000 or $20,000 a year to
maintain it?
So, believe it or not, Julia Roberts isn't already on there. She's getting a star this year. Chris Hemsworth, Spike Lee, Octavia Spencer, Mahershala Ali, a costume designer named Ruth E. Carter, and Batman.
I'm sure she did very good work.
I'm sure she did. Batman is getting a star. Batman. Who's paying for Batman?
Who is it? Marvel?
DC?
Or
is
yeah.
it?
It's DC, yeah. So it's got to be.
Yeah. I feel like Batman's a character, not a star, but all right. So that's in the motion picture category. Ben Affleck's paying for it. In television, Andy Cohen.
Oh.
Watch What Happens Live.
Yeah.
Christina Applegate, Wendy Williams, Dr. Phil, Lawrence Fishburne, Terry Crews.
All of these people are getting them?
Cindy Crawford, Kathy Lee Gifford, and the late Andy Kaufman.
How far has this stretched?
You know, maybe it's a pretty wide sidewalk, right? Could they start using additional
I haven't
squares?
Went there since I was a kid.
I don't know if I've ever been there.
Yeah.
I'd like to say I'm not.
I've done it. I've walked it.
When I was little, and I thought it was dirty, too.
Well,
I remember thinking that just as a little girl, just going, ooh.
Well, and it's just so surrounded by,
well,
there's just
so
many
tourists.
Well, just
the idea of standing there and going, okay, there's a name on the sidewalk. Mm. Next step.
Another name.
Should we take a picture next to this
name?
Yeah,
we should. Yeah. Let's all lay down on this filthy, dirty sidewalk. In the music category, Alicia Keys, 50 Cent, Elvis Costello, Bobby Rydell, and the late Muddy Waters. And in theater and live performance, Dave Chappelle and Broadway star Billy Porter. Oh. And that's all I got time for. Okay, Benny, what's coming up in the news?
Guy wins the lottery.
Oh, I love these stories.
In the middle of a divorce.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday morning, and summer is officially in full swing. Let's not rush it, you guys. Mumford & Sons have announced their show at the Chase Center, September 19th. It's the very end of summer. When does summer end? September 21st?
Oh, man.
Something like that. Anyway, Lexi, all this week has tickets before you can buy them, and she also has your chance for, it's Shayed at the Independent this November. So 11 a.m. for your chance to win that. Just keep listening to Lexi.
September 23rd.
It's the last day of summer?
That's correct.
Oh, God, we got a long way to go. It's fantastic. Good times. Anyway, if you're into Mumford & Sons, Lexi.
The Radio Alice Report.
Why are you laughing?
Sometimes I just cannot get my thoughts together.
Well, it is Monday, right?
Yeah.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh, Tahoe Blue Vodka is fairly new to the Bay Area, but quickly becoming one of the favorites.
Check it out. Tahoe Blue Vodka. Delicious.
Total Wine & More, Safeways, Rayleigh's Knob Hill. You can check it out.
All right.
Thank you. Here's what's happening. All right. So we'll begin with a text.
Okay.
From 510, which says, I wish Vinny was more excited about his wedding. It sounds like a dark cloud hanging over him.
Aww.
You're excited, aren't you? I mean, aren't you playing it up a little bit just because, like, you got a show to do? And
there's that for sure. But there is no doubt that I am
ready for it to be over.
I would have preferred a quick rundown. What do they call those? An elopement. I would have preferred that.
Mm.
So this is for sure for her. Mm. I'm in. I've been in.
And what an attitude you have toward it. Ooh.
But
I'm sure at home you're much more excited.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure you didn't look at those dresses and go, what's wrong with that? I'm sure you went, oh, yeah, hon. I'm so sorry that this is happening to you.
Well,
what a challenge.
I told you, I thought as I looked at the picture, she looks like a movie star. What's the problem?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't say that out loud. Oh, good choice.
No.
Good choice. I really thought that you.
But then I'm saying it
here.
Our little
Vinny's growing up using.
So how helpful is that?
I'm so proud of him.
Mm.
But anyway, I thought it looked. I did say, that looks great. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, they're. Anyway, whatever.
I can't wait.
I can't be. Look.
I cannot.
I cannot be the only guy who sits there and thinks. It's too much. It's just.
Nope, you're the only one.
Wait, really?
Yep.
I'm the only guy.
Oh, every other guy is totally into it. Right, Bryn?
Didn't you report that story that most guys care more about the weddings than the women do?
Yeah, you reported that.
Okay.
Girls don't care about weddings. We do it for you.
Right. All right. Well, anyway. And then 808 says, I don't know what they're trying to say here with the first part. Anyway, they say, are you guys not playing her anymore? No, we play her.
Yeah, her gets played. Sure.
I'll play it right now. Well, I can't play it right now.
You can play it. Go ahead.
Oh, play it right now. She's great.
Yeah.
Of course we're playing
her.
We
love her.
Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Are we playing her yet?
Not
I can't
yet.
Hear it.
He's pulling it up.
Right.
I'm sure I could probably just type in. Do I have to type the periods in?
Yeah, here you go. Her on Alice at 97.3. You guys made me look bad right there. I was supposed to hit the post.
Oh, I have it too. That's funny.
Damn it.
Good job.
There you go. Her. All right, listen, I have stuff to say, so
we'll get back to her another time. Put that in. Let's play that instead of something else. Some other. You know, I think that Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber song is coming up again. Let's play her instead.
All right.
Oh, that's too bad.
Somebody call Jane and make sure that's okay.
What are you changing out?
Nothing. Never mind.
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Yuzi's already headed to Sonoma.
Yeah, Yuzi. When are you going to Sonoma?
Tomorrow.
Oh, so you're not even on the show on Wednesday.
That's correct.
Oh, good for you. Oh, yeah, we really need you. You've got to be on site.
Meetings and stuff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this isn't the fifth time we've done this.
That's right.
They don't know how to do that stuff.
Oh, that is just rich.
So
jealous.
I we said this the other day, and while Vinny's talking about it, I just want to get this over with. To Vinny.
My wedding?
No, not your wedding, but the event.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be so fun. It's going to be so great. But, like,
but there's so much work
I have anxiety
that goes into it.
Over it. I woke up this morning and I was just like, oh, like, I just felt.
It's just a big week.
It just is. There's
a
just
lot.
So much. And I just want to.
We want our
done.
Listeners to have a great
I
time
really do
and for everything to go so smoothly.
Yeah, exactly. The end.
So, you don't want my wedding to be over with, too?
No, I'm actually really looking forward
to that. I think about your wedding a lot.
Oh, well, don't.
I do, because I think about the big party it's going to be.
It'll be a big party.
Oh, shoot. You know what? I was going through my mail yesterday, and there was
the invitation?
The RSVP I was supposed to send a week ago.
Yeah, you need to.
I'll give it to you today.
Okay. Give it to me. Okay.
I'll give it to you.
I'll hand deliver it. That's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really, the truth is, to the texter who wrote in, I want her to have the best day.
Yeah. Mm.
And I truly need to find how not to be a pill that day. Like, I want to be...
You will not be a pill that day. I know that.
Everything she hopes for that day.
You won't be. You're going to have a freaking ball. You're going to be surprised how much fun you have. You're
going to
see tons of people you love.
In that morning.
Oh, that morning?
Yeah.
Just to, I don't know about that.
Just to...
Summer crowds. It would help me.
Early, yeah.
Right. Don't go really early, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're right.
You're going to love it. You know how you are. You get so turned on, but you know, like mentally, not, you know, I don't know what I'm saying.
Sexually.
You get all,
he pulls it.
Ham it up.
For
sure.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
you're
right.
And you're going to have a ball. You're going to be exhausted afterward, but you're going to have a ball.
I hope you're right.
You might even get laid that night.
Yeah. You didn't.
I didn't.
Didn't you?
We were exhausted.
Although you got to drink, I won't get to do that. Yeah, so there true. I will be at the end, all hopped up on Coke Nothing. And Red Bull. And not Coke.
Soda. Pepsi. Pop.
Right.
Yeah. Not Pepsi either, just soda.
Anyway.
I'm like, what is he saying?
You know what I mean.
Yes.
A Michigan man who won a $30 million lottery jackpot.
Oh, boy.
While in the midst of divorce proceedings. Okay, so here's the scenario. You're divorcing. It's already on. You've decided you two are not.
It's over.
It doesn't work. You're splitting. And you've agreed to break up. You haven't signed the paperwork yet, but it's done. You're divorcing.
Mm-hmm.
One of you wins the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Is that our lottery? Or is that his lottery?
It's his lottery, but they're still married.
Okay.
And so I'm sure that if I was still married to that person and he'd won the lottery and, you know, I'm like, look, I'm going to need half of that.
I truly didn't mean to go from the talk of a wedding to the talk of a divorce.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
It is weird. You know. But this was the story I teased, and so here I am. I'm stuck with it. All right. So my problem with marriage, I understand the whole, we built a life together. Now we are taking this life apart. We're splitting it in half. I get that. You don't even have to explain that to me. But in this scenario where you're divorcing and he's won the lottery, there's no role played in that by the other person, whether it be the woman or the man. The person who won. And yet...
It becomes community property.
It's community. The judge has said that
you are married. You are not divorced yet. It's
they're
not finalized.
Splitting the money. A judge just said, actually, the appeals court just ruled.
Mm. Oh, he appealed it.
The Michigan Appeals Court in suburban Detroit.
Look, they're each going to get, after taxes, they're each going to get $7-8 million. That's
Rich
great.
Rich Zelasco has to share the $30 million he won from his Mega Millions drawing in 2013 with his ex-wife, Mary Beth Zelasco.
Mm.
He doesn't get all the money. The couple were in divorce proceedings at the time of the lottery win, but the divorce wasn't finalized until 2018.
Mm. 2018? Dang.
Rich's lawyer says, Rich was lucky, but it was his luck, not Mary's, that produced the lottery proceedings. But an appeals court says, no, that's community property.
Yeah.
You believe that?
I don't know. I'm really glad I don't have to be the one who decides to
that
tell
is,
you the truth.
That is
because
rough.
I do think, I feel. So if they were in divorce proceedings in 2013 and it wasn't finalized till 2018, the reason it wasn't finalized is because of this money, right?
Gotta be, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be. Otherwise, you would end that. They're not like super rich people for any other reason than someone won the lottery. Mm-hmm. They're just normal people.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Brutal.
It is brutal. But at least, you know, look, console yourself with the $7 or $8 million bucks you each get after taxes. It's, you know, it's more than most people will ever see. Just quit being bitches. But... my first thought is, well, it was my lottery ticket, and I could have waited until after the divorce was finalized to produce it. Ooh, look what I found.
More relationship fun.
Oh, God.
A 46-year-old guy in York, Pennsylvania named Peter Oldfield was trying to track down his girlfriend last Monday. Apparently, she'd broken up with him and moved out and didn't tell him why.
Oh. Just looks like Vinny always says, you need to know why.
Well, I do think that in this scenario, if you've lived with someone, you do need to let them know you're leaving. There are bills that need to be paid. And
well, they're
you
your
need
responsibility
to settle up.
Need to know. Then you've got to say so. Need to know.
But I do believe if you tell someone that you are moving on, I don't necessarily believe that you need to provide them with the whys.
Sometimes people find it easier to just not see someone again rather than have the conversation.
I understand
that. And
my thought is, if someone's dumping me, mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask why. It's going to be hurtful. Mm-hmm. So my thought is, okay, you're going to get on down the road, and I've got to get on down the road.
You're way more evolved than most
people. I'm not evolved. I'm actually, I have self-preservation.
Yeah, most people.
In mind.
No, it's an evolution.
It's not evolved. It's actually me thinking, I don't want this person.
Nobody else on earth cannot ask a question. Why?
I'm already crushed.
I love you.
That you're leaving.
We made the sweet love just last night.
The idea that you're going to now tell me where my faults lie is too painful to take.
Don't you think that it might be nice to know where your faults lie so you don't bring those into the next relationship, Vincent?
My thought process would not be about a next relationship.
I'm never doing this again.
That's done. Me and love are done.
Well, that's the thing about you
good.
And love. I think you're like so relieved when someone breaks up with you. Like, oh, thank God.
Why? So you didn't
have to
do
be
it?
The one who broke up. This is all on her.
I haven't had that happen. But you're probably right. I would be thinking. I mean, it would hurt. Look, when we were having relationship troubles, I don't know how long ago that was now, but I had all those oogie stomach sickness, like, I don't know what the hell is going on here. Mm. You know that feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you haven't had that in a long time.
Mm-mm.
I had that fairly recently. Mm. That feeling like, oh, this is done. Oh, my
tummy.
We
have a kid and a
house. Oh, my tummy ache. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is awful. I had that. Mm. I don't not feel it, but I definitely felt like, let's get this over with.
Rip that
If this
ache.
Is over, I just want to get this over with. It hurts too much.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to barf.
Oh.
You know that feeling.
I do.
And then I have to come in here and not tell you guys.
And act like everything's okay.
Oh,
everything's
God.
Fine.
As he's weeping in the bathroom.
No. That didn't happen, but that.
Lovers. I love this song so much.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. It's one of my favorite songs.
Did you and your sister sing this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We sang a bunch of songs on Friday. We hung out with my brother the whole weekend. It was delightful. We had a bonfire, just like a little fire pit fire, and sat around singing songs.
You did.
Great. Ooh, love hurts. You missed the whole part. Love hurts. So good.
I definitely don't have time to tell this story now, so I'll tell it next time. Let me
what
do a few texts. This is a story I started, and then we got off on other nonsense.
Oh. About breaking up.
This guy broke up with, or this lady broke up with this guy and then moved out. I'll just, that'll be my first story next time.
Okay.
Our text number is. Oh, and next time, we're going to talk to Brandi Chastain.
We are.
Do you remember her?
Of course. How could I ever forget
the soccer star?
Yeah.
Brandi Chastain.
She's been on the show a few times.
A bunch of times.
Yeah.
So I look her up and it says, just because I want to see, you know, what is officially her. 2-time World Cup champ, 2-time Olympic world champ, gold medalist. Mm. How's that?
We know a couple gold medalists.
That's right.
How do you like
Neat.
That?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
So I guess we'll just start with, when did we last talk to her, 99?
No, we've talked to her.
Probably 2000? Early 2000s.
What happened?
We haven't
since
talked to
then?
Her since Vinny's been back 11 years ago.
I don't think
I think we talked to her one time.
I don't think so.
I think
so.
We talked to her about her bad sculpture face.
Did we?
I think we did. A couple years ago.
We might have.
Yeah.
Oh.
Whoever is doing these brass castings, terrible sculptor. They need a new sculptor.
I don't know if we did talk to her.
I don't know if we did either.
Maybe we just talked about her.
Don't we have any record of that?
You see?
Other than my brain?
Oh, good God. We're all in trouble. All of our brains are just not what they used to be.
No.
Anyway, we're talking to her today.
And more.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.